Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
A support group for people with Parkinson's disease in Cork has teamed up with academics in UCC to explore the possible links between pesticide use and Parkinson's. The study came about when the support group noticed a larger number of people from a farming background contacting them for support, and in some cases, fathers and sons were presenting with Parkinson's disease. Well, Brian O'Connell has this story for us and met both the support group and the academics engaged in the research. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Claire.
This is a unique research piece of research in an Irish context.
It is. I mean, quite fascinating and important work, as you can imagine. It is unique in that we haven't had a study like this looking at the possible links between pesticide use and Parkinson's disease in the farming community in Ireland. But there has been work done elsewhere. For example, I was looking at studies from the wine-growing region of France. There was a noticeable spike in Parkinson's cases. And also in the Netherlands and the flower-growing regions, there has been significant peer-reviewed work undertaken there too. Obviously, there are regions where pesticide use would have been taking place in the past. There have been court cases as well around this in the US. For example, one multinational has set aside almost $190 million to settle legal cases filed by farmers. It's expected that figure could rise significantly. There's a series of advertisements on television in the US encouraging farmers who feel they may have been exposed to certain products to file legal claims.
And here in Ireland, the support group that you met had concerns, Brian.
Absolutely. And I met some of those living with Parkinson's who believe they may have been exposed to pesticide use, and then the possible links exist between that exposure and then developing the disease at a later stage. But let's begin with Tony Wilkinson, who's chair of the Cork Parkinson's Association. Tony told me when they began to notice a pattern, they wanted to investigate this further.
When I looked at our membership, I realised that a large proportion of the membership was in the farming community, and made me realise that there was something not right here. And then what really threw it for me was the fact that there was a case of a father and son in the farming community, and that surprised me. But then again, when I looked further into it, within our Cork area, there are four father sons in farming with Parkinson's. And that's when I started talking with the Parkinson's Disease Research Cluster at UCC.
So you had said to them, look, we're beginning to see a pattern here, or we are seeing a pattern here.
Yep.
Can you help us try and figure it out?
Yes. Again, knowing Professor Aideen Sullivan and Professor Suzanne Timmons, spoke to them and said, look, we've got funding. Could you look into this for us?
So what's your suspicion?
Well, my suspicion is that the pesticides and the herbicides, now, there is a need for them. But I think what it is, it's the lack of awareness of people's personal protection, and also in the delivery of the actual herbicides and pesticides. And that, I think, is where things need to be looked at. Because when you have a system that is spraying and is allowing just even a light breeze to allow drift of up to 500, 600, 700 metres, that is not good.
That's Tony. And Brian, you met someone who believes it could be possible in his case to link Parkinson's with pesticide use.
Yes, I met with Ivan O'Regan. Ivan worked for a time when he was younger around pesticides. He's 42. He was diagnosed with Parkinson's aged just 31. Some days he was unable to walk until he had a life-changing operation, deep brain stimulation recently, where it's essentially a mild electric current is delivered into the brain, and this helps treat movement disorders associated with Parkinson's. This is some of Ivan's experience.
So when I was a teenager, I worked in a setting where I was exposed to pesticides. And I worked, there was one particular day where I came home and my T-shirt was soaked in pesticides. and they always remember, my mother always remembers that, and they're convinced that that was a part of the reason why I got Parkinson's. PPE is one of the biggest things now. I don't even remember whether I was wearing a mask or anything.
There wouldn't have been the awareness around this can potentially lead to certain health difficulties.
No, definitely not.
But there isn't even, that hasn't really been conceded even, has it? I mean, we're just starting down the road where there have been out-of-court settlements in other jurisdictions.
Yes, there has been, yeah, but here in Ireland there's been nothing so far. But that's hopefully with the research and all that sort of stuff coming from UCC that we'll get some sort of an idea of the extent of the use of pesticides. And
because they're being used extensively in Ireland, obviously, in farming settings, in different types of landscape settings.
Mm-hmm. They have been, yeah.
Do you feel angry about it?
No, I suppose I've never been angry about the whole situation. My mother probably would have been angry about it. I live with it and I've been fortunate enough in the last while, so with DBS, that it has completely changed my life. So
this research to unearth some evidence.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because I suppose even though you did work for a period in your life around pesticides, we're not saying conclusively that's why you have Parkinson's.
No, it's not, no. I'm sure there's other environmental factors that could possibly go into it, but
there are a lot of pointers there, I suppose, that require further investigation, aren't
Absolutely,
there?
Absolutely, yeah.
That's Ivan O'Regan, and he mentioned that researchers in UCC, they're now going to fully evaluate the links, and you went to meet some of those involved, Brian.
Yes, after meeting with Ivan and Tony, I called to UCC and met with Professor Aideen Sullivan, head of the Department of Anatomy and Neuroscience, and is part of a Parkinson-specific research group. Now, there are peer-reviewed studies from elsewhere in the world, but this would be, as I said, the first unbiased study here in Ireland looking at the links in the farming community. There are a lot of different risk factors in relation to developing Parkinson's, and one out of 100 people over the age of 65 have Parkinson's, Aideen Sullivan told me. She told me about her approach, Claire, which began a few weeks ago with a survey at the National Ploughing Championships.
So we have had many ongoing research collaborations with Cork Parkinson's Association and with the Irish Parkinson's Association, and they are very supportive of our research. We've done a number of studies with them, but we had a call from Tony Wilkinson, the chair of Cork Parkinson's Association, a few months ago, and they had been aware, or they were made aware of a study going on in the Netherlands at that time, looking at the incidence of Parkinson's in areas where pesticides were being used. And there have been many other studies globally, particularly in the United States. There have been studies on, you know, crop sprayers, large-scale use of pesticides on crops being linked to a higher incidence of Parkinson's, and another study in France, but it had never been studied in Ireland. Yeah, and it's important to be aware as well that there's lots of scientific evidence. So if we can just step back a little bit and think about what happens in the brain in Parkinson's. So Parkinson's is a multi-system disorder, that is many systems in the nervous system are affected in the disease. People will generally present with disorders of movement as a first sign. We know from many research studies in the laboratory that if particular pesticides are applied to cells in the lab, that they specifically target dopamine neurons.
So there is some scientific evidence, and now you'll pull back the focus, or you'll focus in actually on this particular population.
Exactly. So when Cork Parkinson's approached us, we got in touch with the Irish Farming Association and with Chagask, and with my lead researcher, Dr. Lucy Collins-Stack. We applied for ethical approval for our study, and we designed a survey to look at different types of farming, sizes of farms, and of course pesticide use. And we wanted to get as many participants as possible, so we thought the best place to do that would be at the National Ploughing Championships. And it worked really well. We had a really positive engagement. So it will take us probably between 6 and 9 months to look at all that data, and then we'll be publishing it when it's complete.
That's Professor Aideen Sullivan there, and we wish her and her team well with that fascinating research into links between pesticide use and Parkinson's. And thanks too to our reporter Brian O'Connell. Lots of messages coming in about Davina McCall. Carol was just listening to Davina's interview about memory fog as she turned up a week early for her hair appointment. Carol, I hope you're having a nice coffee now instead. Well done for talking about perimenopause and menopause. There is such a hunger for information about the menopause. We love what Davina is doing too to spread the word about it, and the book is ordered. Another one, Davina McCall is a breath of fresh air in everything she seems to do. with her direct and honest approach. And this listener's email to tell us that, like Davina, I didn't know and I'd never heard of perimenopause. When I finally found the strength to go to my GP to ask for HRT, I was run out of the surgery. There is no real knowledge of this time in a woman's life. I left that day feeling worse than when I went into the appointment. I went back to another GP a few weeks later to be advised to go private, and then discovered that there's a 15-month waiting list to see the private consultant. So clearly, for some people, they're running up against problems when they go to seek help with perimenopause and menopause. But we will continue to talk about it, and that's the way that we affect change. Coming up next, our Friday gathering will be here to discuss the big stories of the week.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.